AM 1400, 90 Thursday morning, it's 9:30. Guess what? It's time for K1 Car Talk. Brad Dungis is in from Dungis Family of Autos. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie, and to all of you out there.
It's going to be a windy day, so high-profile vehicles drive carefully, right?
That's right. It is blustery.
So, you know, hooray! Yeah. That's it's great. Just one of those days that you wear the jacket to work and then forget it because you don't need it going home.
Yeah. I had one in the morning and definitely did not take it home.
Been there, done that one. Just commenting before we get into the meat of the program, got a letter from Ford a few weeks ago and ordered the new update for the navigation in my wife's car. And
good.
So, you know, it's one of those things, technology always needs updates.
Technology always has updates. They're always advancing the software, putting stuff like your navigation up to date. So you have the latest information in there on the roads that you travel the most.
Across the country, how many new streets were there in the last year or so?
It's surprising, and usually there's not many changes, as you know, we see around here, but there are some.
So. Yeah. Anyway, home of the 995 oil change, and what a great gift certificate for somebody for anything from an oil change to car details.
Yeah, and in fact, we're going to do a big special. Keep your eyes open around Black Friday. We're going to have a 20% off of a detail coupon.
I believe whatever number you tell me.
On a detail, a Christmas certificate, a gift certificate for a detail. You can buy it for a Christmas present, get 20% off the detail. Be looking for that. Give us a call if you want to know how to get the coupon. I don't believe it's out yet. I think it's going out in an email to a lot of our customer base. But if you're out there listening to the show and want to take advantage of that, just say you heard it on the radio and they'll be happy to honor that. 20% off a gift certificate on a full auto detail.
Do I give you the credit card now or later?
Either way, Charlie. Probably better not to give it over the radio.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. But again, stop by Dungis Family of Autos. And if you didn't buy the car, you detail for so many other outside entities.
Well, that's so important to mention because we do work on all vehicles, whether you bought it from us or somewhere else. You know, of course we want to sell you a car. That's why we're here. But the truth is, you know, we're there for you regardless of that. Any maker model, whatever you've got, our 995 oil change is there for you. That's up to 5 quarts of the regular semi-synthetic oil. If you need synthetic or diesel oils, those are a little bit extra, but they're also a great value. We really want to pass that on to you as a great, you know, to encourage you to do your maintenance, keep your vehicle in the best condition possible, keep it safe for you and your family. You know, we know the maintenance of the vehicle is really the thing that's maybe the most important in your ownership of the vehicle. It really keeps things right, makes it safe, maintains the resale value of the vehicle. And, you know, a lot of times it may feel like after you buy a car, you kind of disappear from the life of your that dealer. We don't like to be like that. We want to take care of you through the life of your ownership. The sale is really just the first step, and it's the easy thing, really. I mean, it's taking care of the car over time. That's really where we build our relationships with people and have made our business the strongest it can be.
Well, I think Albert said it one time he was in. He sells cars to friends.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it is about relationships. And you know, for over 75 years in Bartlesville doing that, that's what we focus on, our Bartlesville, our people. We're not, you know, really trying to sell cars all over the world. You know, we don't, you know, of course, we will sell cars to people in Tulsa or Oklahoma City or wherever they come from.
But I think you told me a story about one time that somebody was driving in from New York or New Jersey.
I mean, it really happens where we sell cars all over the place, but you kind of trip over those. We focus on our community and what we can do here, and you know, that seems to really work for us.
Well, it's got and being plugged into the community, that goes back to the traditions that your grandfather started.
That's right. I mean, from the very beginning, you know, we've talked about it before, you know, whether it's that American Legion baseball team that first summer when he got to town in April 1941 and sponsoring that, and you know, they got into all kinds of organizations, and including the Salvation Army. I mean, my grandfather was very involved with you guys, and we've got some guests here from that. You may hear little bells ringing.
I was trying to make that transition.
Yeah.
It's really
is Red Kettle time, folks, and we're partnering with the Salvation Army again this year to help them move the kettles around and get whatever they need. And it's such an important time of year to draw attention to the Salvation Army because it's your highest profile time of year. It's when, you know, I know nationally the red kettles are out all over and people know what that is, and so they can't help seeing you. this time of year, and especially over the next few weeks as we get closer and closer to Christmas and they're out shopping, they're going to be seeing it and thinking about it. And, you know, I like to have you guys on here so we can think about, you know, when we see you, well, what, why would I want to put a quarter in there, or a dollar, or $100, or a block of gold? Some, I mean, all kinds of things
there's
end up in those kettles.
Or a diamond ring. Yeah. That's right.
Good morning.
Hello. We've got Stacy and John Ganey here, who are the captains of the local Salvation Army. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Glad. Great. Tell us about what's going on this year and what you guys are doing.
This is our highest profile fundraiser in the Salvation Army, of course, as you know. And we're hoping this year to double our efforts from last year.
Awesome.
And also gain more volunteers. We have a new website, which is volunteerfirst.com. That's the easy way to get there. You have to click on the state of Oklahoma and then the city of Bartlesville, mm-hmm. and get in and get on your site. We are in several places. Our kettles are going to be out in several places. Walmart after Thanksgiving, but right now, Saturday, actually, we're going to be at Atwoods, Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Hobby Lobby, Homeland, Downtown, Kmart, Walgreens on Frank Phillips in Washington, as well as Marvin's in Dewey, and we're also going to cover Walmart and Skytook after Thanksgiving. So those are, we're really
Kmart,
excited.
Dewey, start at Kmart.
Kmart, we start on Saturday.
Okay.
Awesome.
And we'll also be in every Christmas movie.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Not being my husband, but that red kettle will be everywhere.
That's right. Yeah, you'll see it.
They see the kettles. I know they do. But you really do need volunteers to stand there with them
and ring the bells.
Do.
The reason why volunteers are so valuable is because the attitude. They come with a great attitude. They're there to have fun. Usually they're there with somebody they love, like a child or a spouse or a friend or co-workers, somebody they care about, you know, and they want to have fun with it. It's just a great, it's just 2 hours. Just volunteer for a 2 hour shift.
And I've seen some competition between things, like service groups maybe would compete against each other. So if you've got somebody out there who's maybe a little competitive and you want, maybe the Lions want to challenge the Rotary Club or the two Rotary clubs, I know they've done that before. And I was at my noon meeting. I wasn't able to go Monday this week because I was at a meeting out of town. But a couple weeks ago, they were talking about it, encouraging people to volunteer. I don't know if they've got much action yet.
Well, it's such an American tradition.
It is.
You know, it's a tradition. It's a part of Christmas.
Yeah.
And
This new website, you can go and actually pick the time. I looked at that.
You
pick the time and location and volunteer. And that's really what it's all about.
And if you're not web savvy, you can still call Veronica.
All right.
So our amazing volunteer coordinator.
She's incredible.
Yes.
Who's that, and what's her number?
Volunteer coordinator Veronica is 918-336-6454.
336-6454. Talk to Veronica.
Right.
If you don't want to get online and schedule it, she'll do it for you.
Right.
That's great.
Especially if you're doing a group, because you don't want to have to put in every name of every person in your group.
That's right.
Call Veronica, and she'll handle that whole thing.
Excellent.
For you.
What we like to see is a company or a group take a whole day, which is just five shifts, if it's at a Walmart, because they're open until, the kettle's open until 8 o'clock. They're 2 hour shifts, five shifts, and if you have, you know, you and your four friends, just go and, you know, show up and bring your horn or your accordion.
Casio keyboard.
Yeah, or your dog or your children.
Yeah, you'll definitely have your bell.
That's right. It's a great opportunity to do.
You guys have a brass band.
Yes.
Bring your woodwind.
Our daughter plays flute.
That's right.
Okay.
And then you also have the bell.
Your equal opportunity instrument.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly.
That's all good.
That's
and of course, we're raising money for what?
Yes.
You guys are going to use this around here.
People get fed all year. We have the Red Shield Club, which is kids that come in after school, and then we take care of them in the summer and teach them and do homework with them, teach them character building and all kinds of stuff that goes on with that. So that helps some of that cost. It also helps with feeding people who need food, people who need their light bill taken care of because they can't, or they're out of work or whatever, people who need rent paid.
Yeah.
So there's lots of social services that we do that this money helps us with.
And a lot of times you guys just, people come to you when they need things. Right. They may not even really know exactly what they need.
Right, and that's good. The Shield allows that to happen, and our staff are very well-versed in where to refer if we can't help them.
Yes.
For shelter, for other things.
Yeah, that's great.
We really do.
We have a really good staff.
Incredible team.
So, Okay. And do you have any idea of how many slots are available? Or are there still plenty of?
I can tell you right now.
Plenty of need for volunteers.
I don't know what we started at. 294 shifts are filled, which are 2 hours apiece.
We're
looking at filling 875 more shifts.
Veronica still has a lot of work to do.
Yes,
so
she does.
875 people will volunteer for 2 hour shifts each. We'll have the whole thing covered.
That's right.
And you got to have the kettles out there anyway. So
right.
if you don't have a volunteer.
Right. We have to move. She's going to move people around and make sure that the that they're well placed. And we just might not be able to fill all of the spots.
Okay.
But we're hoping to be able to do
that. And that's so important, because if you're not out there and filling all the spots, you're not raising the money.
Right.
You're losing the opportunity
to
do what you need to
do.
Right.
We also have the opportunity for groups or companies to match a kettle.
Yes.
They can, let's say, Dungeness Toyota would like to sponsor the Walmart North Door kettle. Mm-hmm. They're going to match up to a certain amount of money or the whole
thing.
That's
a great
idea. It doesn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also
And then, of course, the company's name would be on the kettle stand. It would say, you know, your dollars are matched, by this company.
Free advertising and a push for people to, if they want to support that company or in that name, would do that.
It's always important to use those multipliers when you're raising money.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it's important. Even though I'm the Salvation Army officer, that's important to me. Yeah. You know, if I'm going to put a dollar and I know it's going to turn into $2, I'm more likely to put in $3.
Right.
You know,
I'm going
to say, hey, man, yeah, that's a great thing. Let's be a part of this team. Mm-hmm.
So. That's great.
And we have counter kettles, the smaller kettles that go on counters in companies and restaurants and that sort of thing, several across town that also raise.
So be looking for those
money.
Too.
That's
not
right.
Just the traditional kettles. I
right.
Guess.
Yes. They're on the counters.
Okay. Excellent.
In lots of places.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another new thing happening this year. I think you're having a kickoff dinner.
We are
having a kickoff dinner tomorrow night. Our very first one. We have our board to thank for being so excited about this. They're totally, completely committed to this event. It's going to be really exciting. And our women's auxiliary. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's at the Nazarene Church, and it starts at 6. If you want to go,
you have to RSVP because we have to know how many people.
It would be helpful to know.
Right now, we're setting up seating, I think, for 350 people, and right now we have around 265 actually committed.
You want to come, you'll have
that's
to let us
crowd.
Know.
Yeah,
so give us a call if you want to go. It's $25 donation for the to be there.
It's a spaghetti dinner.
It's a spaghetti dinner.
There's a special speaker. The brass band is going to be there, but you can bring your woodwind if you want, and maybe you can play.
sit at your table and play along.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be exciting. And we have all of these little bells.
Yeah, you can hear the little bells here.
That's right.
We've got great little bells this year.
These aren't so loud.
They can hear them on the radio.
These are good ones. Right. That's right. We also have our angel tree.
Right. Let's talk about the angel tree.
Let's talk about the angel tree.
That's another great program.
Every year, families come in and fill out applications for Christmas assistance, and they receive toys for their children under 13 years old. Last year, we were around 800 kids. This year, we're at 913. We have about 360 families who have applied, 913 children. And with all of the people in the families, that's 1,587 people who will be affected by the Christmas assistance given this year. So we're really excited. The
and
angels.
We have our angel tree kickoff this morning.
Today at the
today?
Hospital.
At the hospital.
Jane Phillips Medical Center. And we're excited about that. All the angels are going to go out around town to, First Church of the Nazarene has an angel tree. ABB has an angel tree. City of Bartlesville, ConocoPhillips Research Center, Dr. Tracy Russell, Highland Park Baptist Church.
Happy birthday, Tracy Russell, today.
Wonderful. Happy birthday. I'll have to tell her that when we take our angels to her. Jane Phillips Medical Center, Kmart, Berkshire Hathaway, Phillips 66, Human Resources, Siemens Automation, Walmart, and our Walmart Distribution Center. So thank you to our folks who are taking angels, and we have about 14 left.
14 left
to give away.
To be taken.
Right.
All right.
And then, of course,
we have
our forgotten angels. Our forgotten angels are angels that don't get chosen off the tree, and we have to accommodate for them somehow. So we actually have the angels that go out to companies or people who ask later on from once these are gone.
Uh-huh.
We give them forgotten angels, and those come in, and we kind of add them to
We
don't leave anybody out. Nope.
That's not how the Salvation Army works.
No, that's right. That's right.
Excellent.
And it's fun.
Now that works. You can go into the tree and pick a name, or how does that work? You explain
it. And it'll say what they want on it, and
right.
You go and purchase those items and put them in a bag, and bring them back to that tree.
Harvest by December the 7th, and then we fill them all, and it's really neat to see that gym full of big black bags. Now that's a family bag. The little bags that you might take an angel off a tree, and you take a clear bag and you go buy this for this little girl. She's 2 years old. She wants some baby dolls, a dollhouse, and a Mega Bloks table. So you might buy those three things or something similar to them. Uh-huh. Bring them back in that bag, and then in the gym, in our angel tree workshop, or toy workshop, we put all the families together. One family goes into one big bag. It is. It's very exciting.
Yes.
And on right, and on December the 15th, they come in. It's a beautiful system that has been put into place at the Salvation Army on December 15th for Distribution Day. They come in. They hear the Word of God. They sing some songs. They go through. They grab their bag of toys, a food basket or food box, and then they are walked to their car by one of our volunteers, and they're given encouragement, and then they go home and they're happy. So it's wonderful.
One reminder is don't wrap the gifts. You can't wrap them.
Right. We have to unwrap them.
So, and it'll be on your note. I mean, a lot of people want to wrap them because they want to add that extra touch of love. You know, they
it's a nice thing to do.
It's a nice thing to do, but we can't receive them that way.
We give away wrapping paper, though.
Got it.
A lot of people send in wrapping paper, so we also put that at the desk.
If you want to have them wrapped, you put the wrapping paper in with your gift, and then they can be wrapped later.
Right. That's right. And that works.
Excellent. Well, good stuff. There's always so much good stuff going on with the Salvation Army, and we're really pleased to be able to help again. And
thank you for your help.
Yeah, anything we can do, always.
Absolutely.
We'd love to work with you guys. And like I said at the beginning, you know, I know my grandfather really loved what you guys do and worked hard with the Salvation Army through the years. When I first came to town, I was on the board for a little while, and you know, this is such a great organization, and you guys do great work, and we're proud to help.
Thank you very much.
So anyway, good luck with all that, and everybody be looking for the bells and the kettles out there, and support the Salvation Army this time of year. There's a lot of other stuff going on in the community. I know I want to draw attention to a couple things we're involved in, and we'll come back to the Salvation Army in just a second. But we've also got coming up the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to help them sponsor a big luncheon they're going to have on December 6th. It's the Luncheon for Great Futures, and we're going to have a keynote speaker, J.C. Watts, here in Bartlesville. You need to RSVP by November 30th to Anna Fisher at the club. But this Great Futures Luncheon, we've had it for a few years. There's so much going on at the Boys and Girls Club right now that you need to come out there and check this out. It's always such a great event because it really draws attention to the kids and what they do there and what they're able to accomplish through their great programs. So that'll be 11:30 to 1 on December 6th at the club. And then there's another event on December 2nd, the Animal Rescue Foundation of Bartlesville. We're helping them promote their Putting on the Leash event, which will be Friday, December 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Johnston Stone Sayre Building downtown, the Old May Brothers. And it's the Yappy Hour. Dinner and dessert, a live and silent auction. You can call 918-766-0991 and talk to ARF, the Animal Rescue Foundation of Bartlesville. They've got a lot going on too, trying to build new facilities and such, like everybody in Bartlesville. It seems like we're such a great community because we do this stuff, and whether it's rescuing animals or providing the help for the needy through the Salvation Army or stuff for kids like the Boys and Girls Club or through the American Legion Baseball Program, or you know, there's another thing coming up. Rice Tower is going to kick off their Art of the Tree thing, a first thing where we're having people in the community design Christmas trees of an artistic type, and they'll be on display in December and available for purchase.
With the wreath event tonight down at Haskell Space.
Yeah, the Haskell Space. They've got a wreath event, and you know, I can't even keep track of all the stuff going on because there are so many great organizations in this town, all doing great work. And somehow we always seem to find a way to support them all.
I think the wreath event tonight, I think there's like 42 different wreaths from nonprofit organizations that will be up for your bid tonight. Uh-huh. Off the top of my head, I think it's 5:30 to 8 or something like
right.
that tonight.
It's great, and all this again goes to support the organizations and the great stuff that goes on in Bartlesville, all this stuff. And so this is a great time of year to draw attention to that. We're all thinking about people and Christmas and giving. It's a generous time of year, and I think it's a great time to draw attention to these organizations and what we're doing. So anyway, those are three or four great things, five things coming up in the next few weeks that we wanted to help draw attention to. We've still got our great year-end sales stuff going on. We've kicked off the Black Friday sale. Toyota-thon is on. They keep adding incentives. It's kind of crazy right now. But I get emails from Ford and Toyota every hour about a new rebate or something. And so we have ads out there. So they may not even be accurate anymore because they keep adding new incentives. So call us, find out what the best deal is. Really, we need to help you find the right vehicle. We've got great pricing. You can see that on our website. We keep that up to date all the time. And you can register to win. For our drawing, on December 20th, we're going to draw $7,500 to give to some lucky winner who just happened to come by the dealership since our anniversary in April and test drive a vehicle. Everybody gets registered to win, and you can come in and take a test drive and have a chance to win. Everybody who comes in wins something. Right. And then we give away monthly prizes. We'll give away our November prize here in early December. And then on December 20th, we'll pull the grand prize, and some lucky winner will win $7,500.
And of course, the morning of December 20th, that's a special date around here because starting at 9 o'clock, we've got the green ticket giveaway, and you've got a great automotive package as part of that package as well.
We do. We'll be giving away our auto package, which we've done the last few years with tires and services and all kinds of things that you need for your vehicle. You don't have to do it all at once. If you win, you can kind of piecemeal it out when you need it. But it's a great value package, and we're happy to help with the Green Country Christmas again. It's such a great program that really focuses on encouraging people to shop in Bartlesville, to shop locally, but also gives you a chance to win. And so be looking for those green tickets. We've been out handing them out to like crazy at the dealership when people come in, and they're out there. So you can get your green tickets today, and then December 20th you'll be listening on the radio, and you'll get you'll have a chance to win that way too. So
yes,
other stuff going on at the dealership.
What else is going on, Brad?
Well, I mentioned some of the deals. We've got just an incredible plethora of deals. Fords, Toyotas, Lincolns, pre-owned vehicles, certified vehicles, Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota manufacturer certified vehicles, our own Q certified vehicles. The difference there is that the manufacturer certified or just maybe a little bit nicer vehicles. They're really almost like new vehicles, and they're completely reconditioned all the way as far as we can go. They have no vehicle history problems. They've got stringent requirements on the quality of the vehicle and how it's put together and there's really no damage to the vehicle. Q certified is a little bit below that. It may have more miles than it'll work for the manufacturer program, but it's another great vehicle, and that car is going to come with a no cost 2-year 100,000 mile warranty on your vehicle. And then we have those that don't qualify for the additional warranties, but these are great values. They're what we call done just wholesale. They're vehicles that have maybe a few more miles, but they've passed our safety inspection and they're available for you to purchase, and a lot of times save thousands of dollars. We've got cars from $29.95 up to $89.95, probably 10 or 12 of those vehicles at any one time. Yeah. They're of all types, cars, trucks, SUVs. And I know a lot of people are looking for cars like that just don't cost so much.
Well, and then when it comes to
Christmas shopping gifts, I think we talked about this about a month or so ago when the food truck people were coming in.
Yeah.
Add-ons like remote starts and other things that just makes your vehicle something special to you.
People are really, that's become an even bigger part of our business. I mean, we always talk about it, and if you read the industry stuff, they'll say people on an average vehicle purchase, people spend over $2,000 customizing that vehicle, whether it's lifts or special tires, paint, wheels, remote starts, bedliners, whatever it is, window tent, there's all kinds of stuff like that. We've got a full menu of those types of accessories if you're looking for something like that. We install lifts at the store locally. We work with all kinds of lift companies. I mean, that's a really huge part of our business right now. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, see those trucks that are kind of lifted up, and that's, you know, that's what's happening. They're putting a spacer in there and get putting up on steroids or something.
Or something, yeah. and the imagination runs wild in some of those, and what you can do with it.
It's amazing. We had a guy brought a truck in, a guy who he actually used to work with us, and he had been out to the SEMA show with this with his truck that he put together. It had neon all over it. You know, it didn't even, I mean, it was a great looking Ford truck, but it didn't look like it came from the factory. Sure didn't.
Well, I want to, you know, we've got about 3 minutes left to go and opportunity for us to highlight. Maybe somebody tuned in late and didn't even know we talked to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, well, let's reintroduce them again. We've got the captains from the local office, Stacy and John Ganey. Welcome again. And it is Red Kettle time of year. If you're, this is when the Salvation Army is at the highest profile, is out raising nationwide. I'm sure they raise the most money in this period that they do at any time through the year. Right. So. It's so important here locally. We've got the angel trees going on. We've got the red kettles going out. I think they'll be out in full force. You said they start on Saturday, but then the day after Thanksgiving
they're in
full force. So be looking for those as you're out doing your...
And it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I've done it, and it is wonderful to go out there and talk to people. You'll see some people you know. People will say, thank you for being there. Yeah. You don't know. And, you know, and you'll see how generous people really are. And, you know, it's kind of neat to see that in person.
This is the time of the year, right, that we discover that really giving is the gift. It's the way we experience the gift of the season, you
know,
Christmas,
and
it's the giving
Christmas
part.
Is about.
I mean, when we're little kids, is the getting, right?
Well, the opening of the presents, but you know, when you're young, I mean, I know how exciting it is to give something
that's
that people
right.
really like when you're
that's
young,
right.
when you're young too,
and we discover
when
that, right.
and you discover that,
and that's what I'm glad you made that point because I wanted to get there. That even little kids love it; they love ringing the bell. They're amazed that people put money in this kettle, and it does something for those little kids.
Yeah.
It really gives them a new view of the world.
That's a neat point because I hadn't really thought of it that way. But, I mean, that is something you definitely learn ringing those bells. And if you want to help someone get a feeling for what this kind of service attitude is, that's
volunteer
a great way to do it.
Volunteerfirst.com.
You can pick the time and the place where you want to man the kettle.
Mm-hmm. Or you can call Veronica.
What's that number again?
918-336-6454.
Great. That's awesome, guys.
It is. And again, home of the 995 oil change. You can stop by today with or without an appointment.
That's right. Go online. You can schedule it right there or give us a call at 918-333-0900 or just stop by. We'll be happy to help you in any way possible.
Service drive is open how late tonight?
We're going to be open till 6 o'clock tonight, and sales will be open till 7 or 7:30. Stay open a little later. Then we'll be open again tomorrow morning in service at 7. We'll have full hours on Saturday and from 7 to 1. And then we'll work all next week except for Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
You're not going to be open real early on Black Friday, and
early, but we'll be open normal, and we'll have some special stuff going on. We always do some interesting things. We'll have our shuttle going back and forth to the mall if you want to drop your car off for service, an oil change, or whatever you need. We'll be happy to run you to the mall and come pick you up when your vehicle's ready. That's kind of a neat thing. So whatever you need.
Okay. Check it all out online, of course, on DungeonsChoice.com. That's our KWON Bartlesville K22.